Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Idiot Sandwich. This week's episode of Idiot Sandwich is one of those cookout burgers. One of those you have on the grill, but it's not a great one. It's like decent, but it's clearly like a little bit burnt. No one seasoned it. It's a very thin patty, and someone forgot to put cheese on it, but there's a dollop of ketchup on it, and it's a stale bun. But, you know, it's at a cookout, so you're having a good time. So it's not the quality of the burger, it's the people you're sharing the burger with that's important. Welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings. First of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
I like that because you described the cookout that we just went to earlier today.
I didn't enjoy the burger I had.
I enjoyed it, but I was very hungry.
I was not hungry.
I was a little bit bummed that there was no cheese, though.
Say, right?
How?
I mean, obviously,
how are you gonna have a cookout and grill burgers and not have any cheese?
See, I was a little bit understanding because I was just like, you know, obviously you can't just have, it's hot outside. So I was just like, yeah, you're not gonna be able to have cheese outside in the hot sun.
You absolutely can.
Well, they
you
had
ever been
coolers.
To a cookout? They have cheese.
They also had coolers to, like, keep cheese cold if they didn't want it getting hot.
Oh, my gosh. You can have cheese. Like, that would not have been an issue.
They could have had cheese. That's our big problem. That's my big problem.
Honestly, I enjoyed the burger, and the hot dog was good, too. So
it was a fun time.
Also, the Doritos that I ate, they were tasty.
I didn't eat the chips that I got, but I meant to. I forgot to, though.
You forgot to?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Welcome to Idiot Sandwich, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm Pat.
Oh, yeah. We got to introduce ourselves.
Yep.
I'm Brent, and that's Pat over there.
And that's Brent.
And I'm Pat.
What?
I'm Brent.
Boo.
Oh, yeah. So I want to start out talking about this little, this text message that my boss sent this week.
I would love to hear it.
Well, it's actually two texts. It's really funny.
I would love to hear them.
Both of them?
All of them.
The joke doesn't exist without both.
Gotcha. So I would like to hear both.
Okay. I got to scroll up a little bit. It's further back than I thought. All right. So this text came to me on Sunday, Pat. And on Sunday, she texts our like group chat with everyone from work. And she has like a numbered list, right?
So, gotcha.
Number one, happy Sunday. Nice, kind, you know. Not super important. Like for
right,
the
but
list,
it's very nice
but
of
I
her.
Appreciate the greeting, you know.
Yeah.
Number two, pumpkin spice starts tomorrow. The sideways face with the tongue out.
I didn't think Schaefer was going to do pumpkin spice.
No, we are. It's just seasonal.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And apparently it's a disaster whenever it happens, because we go through a lot of pumpkin spice.
Which isn't a surprise. You're a coffee shop in a college town, so that's kind of a
good.
Sure.
So, end of the first text message. That was it.
Got it.
Second text message starts with the number 3 in the numbered list.
Okay, so she's accidentally hit the send button from the...
Well, no, I mean, like, you wouldn't realize that right now.
Okay.
Because it just looks like maybe, or maybe she forgot. There was, there's more to this list. However, what you said first was the case, because point number 3 is, sorry, I hit send.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, point number 4, t-shirts are out and put in the system under merchandise PSL shirt, which is just like basically how you're going to get to the right shirt to charge people for.
Right. That's important information to know.
Number 5, have a blessed week.
Well, that's a very nice bookend. I do have a question.
Pat, there are two things in this with real information.
Two out of five. Was all of it necessary?
2 out of 5 bullet points were information.
2 out of the 5 were also just very nice greetings and closings.
Yeah.
And 1 was to fix a mistake.
0 information at all.
How I wish it would have gone is she sent 1-2, sent it, and then would have sent the next one 4-5 and forgot to put the 3
yeah,
in
just entirely. Didn't put 3. She was like, and well, then it, yeah. 3 has no information that they need. So
yeah, 3 is not important.
She was like, bullet point. I like to imagine that she wrote out this plan, like, on, or this list on a pad first. And she was like, well, I really only need to tell them about the pumpkin spice lattes and the new t-shirts.
Yeah.
However, I want to do a joke. And so she just wrote 5 numbers. And she was like, all right, useful information is going on 2 and 4.
Gotcha.
And she writes pumpkin spice on 2, of course.
Right.
T-shirts on 4, of course. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, now how can I break it up a little bit?
I can accidentally hit the send button.
She said, well, number one, we've got to greet them.
Of course.
Can't she be says, rude. She says, it's only a little silly, though, you know? Because, like, it's a bullet list. It was number one, happy Sunday, number two, information, number three, information. Like, that's still a pretty good list, you know?
What would be a lot silly?
What happened is
exactly.
A lot silly, yeah.
I agree.
So she says, now here's the kicker. I'm going to accidentally hit send after 2. And then point number 3 is going to be, sorry, I hit send. On accident.
And it's going to be a big chuckle.
Oh, big goof.
It's right a big there. Goof.
Yeah. And then, of course, number 5, the kind closing. Have a blessed week.
Yes, because she's a very nice lady.
She's very nice. Anyway, I just thought that was super funny. I love that there were 5 bullet points. Only 2 of them had information, actually. Which, like, the fact that there were only 2 pieces of information made me feel like we didn't need a list at all.
100%, yeah.
So... it was just fun for me. I just had a good time with that. It
cracks me up a little bit too. I think it's funny.
It was just a little goof because like I said the thing about her making the joke. There's no way that's what happened, right? Like she actually accidentally.
Yeah, of course.
Hits in.
There's no way that she meant to make that joke.
But oh boy, I loved it. It was so funny.
Man, nothing that funny ever happens at my work.
Yeah.
Very often, at least.
Yeah.
I think the funniest thing to happen recently. Was we had a thing yesterday where we had one extra person working that night.
Sure.
But it was another front-end person. So we had 2 people on the front end, which never is a thing. It's usually we have one person scheduled to close. So I was scheduled to close front end.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to say is not a reflection on the store. It's my personal view on maybe how the night could have been better.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
The other person was there to clean. That was their job because we needed to
get you're some. Not here to lean, you're here to clean.
Exactly.
I get it.
The problem is one extra person doesn't make a whole lot of difference
to help clean.
To help clean because his like each of us had a cleaning task except for him. Because he was just an all-around cleaner person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not bad-mouthing him. I'm just saying there wasn't a lot to clean. There was a whole lot of downtime where he was basically just coming up to me and being like, I need to clean something. I'm here for the next 6 hours. I need something to clean.
Oh my gosh, that's all he did the whole day.
The entire day. He was scheduled to clean dining room, back up whoever was on dishes, and then front end, if we needed anything like moved around, he was supposed to be on it, which he was most of the time because like we were slow enough yesterday that we just didn't have a lot going on.
Yeah.
So basically I think my favorite thing was I had a cleaning task that day to vacuum the dining room, which we're not really supposed to do. If there are like a bunch of customers in there.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to hear a vacuum while they're eating
right,
at a restaurant.
Of course.
So what I was doing is I was waiting until there were maybe like 1 or 2 people left. If I was lucky, no people in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly but surely, as it would trickle down to like 1 or 2 people, I see this guy slowly just like coming up from the back end of the store and just like rubbing his hands together. And just getting ready for it. He legit was walking around the back end of the store just rubbing his hands.
The guy that you work with?
The guy that I work with that was supposed to be cleaning. And then right as he like would come out with the vacuum, he'd come out from around the corner. He'd see like 4 people in the lobby. And he would just look at me and just go, just shake his head, look real sullen, turn the vacuum right around, take it back and then just come back up, cross his arms, and just like pout a little bit. And it cracks me up like every time he did it, because if it would have happened once, I'd have been like, okay, you know, whatever, it's gonna happen. It happened five more times. In the next 4 hours, he got so close to being able to clean the dining room and did not get to until we were about to close. And it's not a big problem, but then, like, I think one of my favorite things is he got to the point of getting to clean the dining room, and I just, like, hear him vacuuming, and I can hear him, like, kind of over the vacuum, because the vacuum's quiet enough that I can hear him, and I just hear him going, yeah! But he was doing shit like that all night. This was funny. Him getting this, like, kind of salty about not having enough stuff to clean and then finally getting the relief of cleaning stuff, that's fine. But there was literally a point where he was just standing in the back next to the vacuum and he was doing rap hands. I'm not joking. He literally was just, like, mumbling rap and just doing like rap dancing, hands, which yeah. Everyone knows. Like, he was just dancing.
Wow.
And this wouldn't be, like... We did not need the extra person. And I remember asking the manager on staff that, like, last night, just being like, hey, so we're both front end people and there's not enough stuff for us to clean that both of us need to be here. Could possibly one of us, me, go home perhaps? And at the time I was like, I hope it's me, but also I've been here longer and I'm better at closing than he is. So like, if he's going home, that's fine. But legitimately, he doesn't also need to be working here right now because we're overstaffed and we don't need another person. And she's just like, nah, we need to get the cleaning done. And I was like, but there's nothing to clean. No, the number of people coming through here does not merit another person being here. I was so flustered. I was just frustrated. There was nothing funny about it. I was just annoyed at the fact that I had a reasonable suggestion and it was not taken into consideration. Okay. Yeah,
it was extremely difficult the entire time you were telling that story. What the fuck you were
doing? It was me complaining.
Like, okay.
It was entirely me complaining.
Yeah, okay, I'm there now.
Yeah. Chief was also there, good buddy of ours that listens to the podcast. This is a funny thing. He came into order. He did. Waiting on his food. We're just sitting there having a chat. And then mom comes in with her daughter.
Yeah.
Don't know how old this daughter is, but Chief steps out of the way so they can order, and the kid just immediately looks up at him. Like, stops moving. Chief and this kid, can't be more than like maybe 9-10 years old.
Yeah.
And half his height. Maybe a third of his height. Yeah. They lock eyes and the kid squares up on Chief. And Chief just like looks down at him and then looks over at me. And then just walks away and says that he'll catch me later. He texts me like 30 seconds later and asks, did that kid just square up on me? And I said, I legit think that little girl just squared up on you. And he just replied, oh my God. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I think Chief would have murdered that child.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not saying Chief is the kind of person to do it at all.
He was just ready to fight.
But if it came down to it, I think Chief could have taken that kid.
Chief is...
I want it to be known here first. Chief could take...
A reasonably sized man.
Chief could take a kid out.
Yeah, he could take a child out for sure.
Yeah, he's got the training to do it. he can do it.
He can take out terrorists, man. He's got the training to do that.
He's got the
Most
training.
Most of those aren't kids.
No.
Some of them are.
They're not. The big, strong boys.
Some of them are.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Kids doing adult stuff is funny.
I don't like kids that act like adults.
I don't either.
It weirds me out. I also don't care for kid actors.
Yeah, I know. You complain about it regularly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
And I've already had my complaining session for the episode, so I'm not gonna complain about.
Yeah, that's everyone's favorite part of it. Every episode.
Everyone's
of
favorite
Sandwich.
Episode of Idiot
Whenever
Sandwich.
Pat complains about something that you literally do not care about, and it's not funny at all.
Until the very end.
Hey, maybe it'll make you breathe out your nose a little heavily, but it won't make you laugh.
No, it won't.
It definitely won't do that.
I understand that, but I need the avenue to vent. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I don't complain enough as it is.
I love it when we use a cool 7 minutes of the funny podcast to talk about your complaints.
Yeah. Me too, man. It really helps me sometimes. I was in class like today, actually.
Yeah.
And first off, it's very funny to go into class like this one specifically because there's only like 8 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know all of them. So it was
it's a pretty chill class.
It's a very chill class. Professor's great. People are great. And I go in and like sit down, and someone was already in there, and I sit down and I talk to her. And then following up her is another friend of ours that comes and sits down, and she just like says, "You want to hear some shit?" Which naturally, when someone
of
says,
"Of course, yes," your answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Please tell me.
She then talked to us about her truck. And I can't tell you how much I think I understand our listeners now after listening to that.
What like, do you mean?
She was just like, I get this truck. It's gonna be the last truck I'm ever gonna buy. I'm ever gonna need to buy. It's my truck. And I said to the dealer, no rust gonna be on this truck. And I found holes and rust in the bottom of this truck. And I was like, that was the story? Come on!
We need to unpack this.
Yeah.
We need to unpack this, Pat.
Yeah. Let's unpack.
First of all, is she planning on living 5 more years?
Because
saying this is the last truck, the last vehicle I'm ever going to have to buy is bullshit and you know it.
Yeah, 100%.
Cars do not last forever.
No.
Ever.
No.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. Part of me thinks that she doesn't believe that it's actually going to be.
Here's my other little hang up here, all right?
Gotcha.
Let me get this out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hang up. If it were a brand new 2020 truck, maybe. Maybe you don't drive very much. Maybe you're planning on staying in one town your whole life, never going anywhere. Only driving to work and back to your home.
Yeah.
Mile a day. That'll last you the rest of your life.
Sure.
Last you the rest of your life, for sure.
Absolutely.
Get it serviced regularly. Yeah, easily could do it.
That's but super not the case.
First of all, not likely.
No.
Second of all, that's also not what's happening.
No.
This is a truck that has rust on it.
Yeah.
Or even if it was a truck that had the potential to have rust on it, it is a used vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
It will not last her the rest of her life unless she's planning on living for 5 more years and then dying.
I think she just had the intention of keeping it fixed up herself. I think that's what it was.
I got way too mad about that.
Understandable, though. I didn't get upset about it as much as you did, but it was a little weird. It wasn't the part that I focused on. The part that I thought was funny was she was talking to the dealer that she got it from at the dealership.
Yeah.
And she said, "Aaron, you pinky promised. And now I got to come down there." And then someone walked in and was
hold
like,
on.
And,
yeah. Is she on a first name basis with the car dealer?
Yes.
They do pinky promises?
I think it was a figurative thing. I think the phrase "you pinky promised" was said. I don't know the whole backstory.
Dude, okay.
I just know that she said in the story to me, "Aaron, you pinky promised that this would not be a
problem." Dude, if he pinky promised and it was a problem, I wouldn't buy that truck.
Yeah, honestly.
I'd leave that on the lot, and I'd go find a new Aaron. I would Legit. Jump Aaron off of a bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I would buy a car that has suicide doors, and I would drive over a bridge and throw Aaron out of the car off the bridge.
That feels dramatic, but yes, that seems practical. But what was funny was someone came in right as she said that, after she said, "You broke your pinky promises," and was just like, "And now I'm going to break your pinkies."
That's
which immediately,
same energy as me.
But it was hilarious because I was like, is that how pinky promises started?
Oh, wow.
Does anyone else wonder, like, is that how that idiom started? Is you would make a pinky promise, and if it was broken, so were your pinkies.
Wow.
I think we should start doing that for pinky promises now. It set a great example for the kids.
Yeah.
Stick by your word, kids. Don't make pinky promises if you don't mean them, because that shit hurts.
So pinky promises.
Pinky promises are important.
If you break don't your pinky promises.
We break your pinkies.
Break your pinkies.
Break your pinkies.
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
I don't know. But kids are stupid. You can make pinky promises to kids about literally anything. You can manipulate kids to no end. Kids are idiots.
Yeah, kids aren't very smart.
Kids are not very smart.
They have small brains. That's the thing.
Yeah, they have small brains. And their concept of what cartoons are good is fallible at best.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
There was a kid that came into Panera the other day and gave me a high five.
That's awesome.
I hate to go straight from complaining about kids being stupid, right into the statement about, like, kid came in, gave me a high five, and said, I hope you have a great night.
Wow.
So cool. I was so touched. And then not 10 minutes later, a pair of kids comes in with their mom and immediately starts pouring coffee out of the urns.
Huh?
We have coffee urns.
Yeah, I know what like coffee, big coffee urn is.
Yeah. They came in, it was like, coffee, and they grabbed the handles and just started like dispensing.
Oh, just coffee. Onto the counter.
Onto the countertop. And like their mom was like, quit it, stop doing that. And I was gonna be like, can you tell them to stop? But she was clearly already on it.
Yeah.
But we can't do anything about the kids. We literally can't. We can just say something to the parents, but we can't stop the kids.
You should have got Chief in there to come fight the kids.
Chief fights kids so good.
He's a good kid.
Hire Chief. He'll fight your kids.
Yeah.
Whether they're yours or not, he'll do it.
He'll fight them.
I feel like he's going to talk to me. The next time I see Chief, he's going to be like...
Yeah, Chief's going to be like, hey, don't talk about me like that on the podcast.
Don't talk about my daily habits of fighting these kids. If kids are so good, if video games are making kids so violent, then why do they keep losing fights against me?
Yeah, why do they keep losing fist fights against me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Fine. Here's our disclaimer. Chief's a great guy, and we love him.
He does not fight kids.
That we know of.
Regularly.
Yeah, he doesn't make a habit of it.
He doesn't make a habit. It's
we
not
know,
a problem.
We know
he
that
could
for
quit
sure.
if he wanted
Anytime
to.
Anytime he wanted. Yeah.
It was a weird day of just like, of like good kid interaction and bad kid interaction.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so. Kids are often hit or miss.
Well, what else happened with kids today?
Not today. Well, not today. That was mainly just like at work. Today, I didn't really interact with many kids, thankfully. But at work, there was also like kids that came in and played drums on the drinks. Like we have a drink kiosk thing and they just come up and just like start slamming down on them. And there are juice boxes and milk cartons in there, man. If they slam those hard enough, they're going to explode them.
Yeah, and they might be expired.
Mm,
probably not.
Probably not. We usually keep good stock of that.
Yeah? Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, whenever I stock it, I do.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm working up there, I know the stuff is in date.
But maybe not everyone.
Maybe not everyone knows. Yeah. But I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good employee.
I like to think I am. My manager was just like joking with me the other day. He's like, hey, man, you know Alan put in his 2 weeks? I was like, oh, no, I didn't. He's like,
probably not Al.
Huh?
Not Big Al.
No, not Big Al. And he's like, yeah, it's probably because you talked about it on your podcast. And I was like, I didn't say shit about Alan on my podcast.
Not Big Al.
But you're right. I should have. He's a terrible employee.
Big Al's a great guy.
By the way, Alan, not his real name. Just going to go ahead and put that one out there. Just
Big Al. Oh, you did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Pat, you did it.
I just did it innately on
guys,
that one.
All right. Everyone who's listening to Idiot Sandwich right now, if this is your first episode, you don't understand how big of a milestone this is. But listen, every time Pat tells a story about a real person in a negative way, he always says their name.
Every time.
He's supposed to give them fake names, and he always says their name, and I always have to bleep them out. This time, he made up a fake name, second nature, without even thinking about it.
Didn't even think about
it. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Everyone,
by the way.
Everyone who's listening to this right now, please immediately, if you know how to contact Pat, right as you listen to this, please send him a text.
Don't do that.
Or a Snapchat.
Do a Snapchat. Don't say
And if text. You don't have Pat's phone number, just text me. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
And,
no.
Yeah.
I really don't like where this is going.
Yeah, I'll give it to you if you text me. Just send him a congratulations on being a good person. On not incriminating people that he doesn't like.
Yeah. But, yeah, my manager was basically just like, yeah, it's probably because you talked about him on your podcast. And I was like, I didn't say shit about Alan on my podcast, but you're right. He was a terrible employee.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, I'm just messing with you. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I was just razzing you. I was like, I don't feel bad.
I don't feel razzed.
I don't feel razzed. He's got a weird sense of I love him. He's a great manager. But I was just like, I don't feel super razzed. I don't feel bad for saying he wasn't a good employee. He complained that dishes were too hard.
Yeah.
So I don't care that much. But It was... That's the manager that also likes to dunk on people when there's no basket.
Oh, yeah, the dunk.
Yeah, he loves the Dunkin'.
Does he love Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't know, actually. I don't think he goes to Dunkin', actually. I've said actually a lot. I don't mean to.
Yeah, you have been.
Yeah. There was another funny occurrence in class today. So you ever had class get like interrupted for any reason?
Well, for sure. Of course.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I think today is like the first time that I've ever had like a teacher's kid's kid be part of the interruption.
Little boy came in.
Yeah, it was a little boy. It was so my professor, his daughter's kid.
Okay.
Like, she brought her son in.
Yeah, she came in.
Yeah,
This is like the, like, kind of chill class, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty chill class. It's a really chill class.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, whatever. He probably told her, like, yeah, if you want to swing by during this class, that's cool.
Yeah, well, we were ending class early because there was, like, a thing for, you
know, James. The cookout that we went to.
Exactly, the cookout that
we
went to.
Of course, yeah.
So she came in because she was stopping by, and at this point in the podcast, I've probably made it pretty clear that how I feel about kids is kind of up in the air.
Yeah, it's good and bad.
Good and bad. I didn't have any harsh feelings towards this child.
Yeah.
But it was a young child. I think the child is about 7 months old.
Oh, so a baby.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just don't trust babies.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when they're going to puke, and I don't know when they're going to cry or shit their pants.
Yeah. I mean, at any given time, a baby could do any of those things, really.
And I don't want to be in the vicinity of when it happens. But what was funny is like, I immediately also thought that no one is ever more calm than when, like, the baby's parents when it vomits on them. Because they're just like, oh, it's okay. He just had, like, a big, like, breakfast or a big lunch or something.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if it's because they know in him or something, but it's just weird.
I mean, yeah, they just puke. They know he's not sick. Yeah.
It's
no big deal.
I don't know. It's weird. But what's also weird is, I know the professor.
Yeah.
Michael, our other roommate, knows the daughter.
Oh, yeah.
So, in a way, Michael probably knows that kid better than I do.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
It is funny.
Because, like, he's not even, like, associated with
him. Yeah, actually, me and the baby go way back.
The baby?
Yeah, me and the baby go
back. The professor's grandchild.
Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff together.
Oh, yeah.
We go, actually, next month we're going to Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, me and the baby.
Yeah, why are you going to Vegas with the baby?
For Vegas trip.
Just going for a Vegas
trip? Yeah, with the boys.
Oh, so we're all going?
Do you got money?
No.
Well, I'm not paying for you to go.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Me and the baby are going to Vegas.
Oh, okay. I've got a little problem with that. I feel like Vegas is probably one of the worst environments for a child to be in.
Nonsense.
No, I think it makes a lot of sense.
What you're saying right now is gobbledygook.
I don't agree. First and foremost, I assume you're flying.
Babies love Vegas.
Well, flying with a baby is a nightmare.
It'll be fine. This baby, he's tough.
Babies can be tough, but it's Vegas.
Yeah.
This is literally the adult playground.
Mm-hmm.
Babies aren't even good for regular playgrounds.
Yeah, but he's going to love Vegas. I know he is. Like, I've known him for a long time, man.
At least 7 months.
I know his personality.
Next month, it'll be 8 months.
Yeah, I know him. He knows me. Like, we're good.
Cool. Brent, just to prove a point, I guess. I would like to know what your itinerary is for this Vegas trip with just you
and
this little baby boy.
Yeah, here comes the
We'll call him Trent.
The interrogation of and Trent's fun boys trip to Vegas. Sure. Okay.
Gotcha.
So we get there. We land.
We're just going to assume.
We fly. We could drive, but, like, I got to drive the whole way.
And babies are terrible road trip buddies. They have terrible sense of music. They only listen to Fisher Price.
They don't really talk. So, yeah.
That's what I like about babies. They never have much to say.
That's the deal. We're going to fly.
Okay.
Okay?
So you fly in, like, the night before
the
trip.
Yeah, we'll probably get there at night so that we can, you know, grab the hotel and get some rest, and then for our first day is going to be a big day. So
first day. So let's go ahead and you got the hotel, you've landed, got the hotel booked, you go to sleep. First day, what are you doing? Very first day, you wake up, where are you going? What you doing?
First day. So I think we'll wake up, of course, like we're staying in a hotel. Of course, naturally, you got to get that complimentary
of course
breakfast, bud.
Oh.
A little waffle on, fresh, you iron the waffle yourself.
Vegas is like a different level.
Bacon in a tub.
Breakfast.
I mean, come on, man. Yeah, we're going to do that. Get the baby just a bunch of sugar, right?
Babies love, first off, babies love and need sugar.
Plenty of sugar, yeah.
Plenty of it.
So we're going to get the baby some sugar.
Yep. Babies love it.
And then we're going to go hit the slots, I think.
Going to start gambling immediately.
Right
nice.
Away. Yeah,
that
right away.
Wasted no
we got
time.
Full bellies of waffles
full
and bacon
bellies
and sugar. We're going to go hit the slots.
Going to go hit the slot machine. Slot machines, notoriously known for being rigged.
Well, I mean, they could be, but, like, I think I'll know.
Yeah, you got a lot of experience.
Like,
in
but if I feel like it's rigged, I'll move to a different one.
Cool. All right, so the baby, I assume, is just going to be strapped to you.
Yeah, I'll have my baby Bjorn.
Yeah, so it's just like got a harness onto your chest.
Yeah, I'll have him.
Cool.
I mean, I might let him get down and crawl around if he wants, but
yeah, have only him like if he asks. Have him crawl around that nice, stale casino carpeting.
Well, yeah, he's going to have to whenever he wants to go buy some drugs.
I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. I think we missed a beat.
No.
Buy drugs.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think he's gonna... You think he's just gonna be able to friggin' float over? Yeah, he's gonna have to be able to move to buy drugs, dude. The drugs don't come to you.
My problem is that the baby's buying drugs.
He wants to do drugs. I don't know.
How do you know the baby wants to do drugs?
He told me.
Okay, so the 8-month-old baby is telling you that
no,
he wants drugs.
He told me when we planned the trip that he wanted to try some drugs.
Okay. Cool.
And I said, for sure, we'll do drugs, man.
Got it.
He's an adult.
No.
Oh.
Anyways, so you're at the slots. Let's say you finished up at the slot machines.
Yeah.
Where are you going after you've done that little bit of gambling?
I would say, like, now that we're warmed up, it's probably time for Trent to go get some drugs.
It's drug time. It's baby drug time.
It's drug time.
And you've made it very clear that he's going to buy the drugs because he wants them.
Yeah, I think that
babies notoriously don't have money.
Well, here's the deal. I think it's important, like, I'm making him buy the drugs because I think it's important that he learn, like, you know, don't take shit from drug dealers. Like, you can take
at all.
You got to take a little bit of shit because you don't want them to kill you. But
understandable.
But you know, you've got to stand your ground. You've got the money. You need the drugs.
Especially if you know you are incapable of standing, like a baby.
Yeah. He's got to be steadfast. Yeah. So.
Steadfast yeah, or so, you're dead fast?
That's exactly. Exactly, Pat.
That's America's drug dealer policy.
Steadfast or dead fast. That's right.
Boom.
So, put that on a bumper sticker. Am I right?
I love the image of this baby, like, kind of half standing up and doing the baby balancing act that we see babies do where it's kind of weeble wobbling.
But you know what's in his little ham fist?
He's just got his...
wad of cash.
He's just got a wad of cash.
A lot of cash.
Ravioli
and he's wobbling. And then he wobbles. And then the drug dealer, he's got one hand open, one hand full of cash. Drug dealer puts the coke in one hand.
Oh, my God. You're going into just cocaine with a baby.
Yeah, well, what else do you do in Vegas? You do coke.
You know what this baby's favorite movie is?
No.
Scarface. Dang it. I wanted that to be better. I can't fit enough baby talk into that. Yeah. The world is yours. It's really hard to curve the R's in that. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're picking bad words.
I'm trying. Well, I guess that's why babies like it so much, because you can't baby talk it. They just speak very clearly. I would like to watch Scarface, please.
Please, yeah.
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 Anyways, yes. Baby now
well,
has...
Well, they love all the coke that he does in that movie.
Yeah.
And, like, they also like the fact that he can take so many bullets.
Yeah.
He's tough.
He's a tough guy. So, Baby now has lost the grip of cash for a grip of cocaine.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys now have cocaine.
We have coke. Obviously, it's time to do the coke.
Yeah, you got it. Flaunt it.
Yeah, so we
and by flaunt it, I mean snort it.
Yeah, we do the coke.
You do a lot of coke.
Yeah, enough.
A fair amount of coke. All of it, right?
We do some coke.
You gotta spread it out.
Yeah, it's probably not time to do all of it.
Probably not.
Just so that we can have some for later. I mean, like...
You gotta save it.
You gotta buy it all
you never know.
Up front, and then you've got it, you know?
Yeah,
so,
it's nice. You can always, you can always, like, you know, save it.
Yeah.
For a rainy day.
It's not gonna
day.
Go bad.
No, cocaine doesn't go bad. Drugs don't really go bad.
Drugs don't go bad. So, and
you
these,
do cocaine.
Yeah, we do the coke.
What do you do now that you are both high on cocaine?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking, like, maybe...
Now that you and 8-month-old Trent are high on cocaine,
yeah,
what is your plan?
Brent and Trent on coke. I think it's time to go ride a roller coaster. We can find a roller coaster in Vegas, right?
There are actually, like, a couple of restaurants that have, like, roller coasters set
in the
restaurant.
Yeah, so we're going to go... Me and Baby Trent are going to go ride a roller coaster.
Yeah, Baby Trent.
Yeah, we're going to go ride a roller coaster, I think.
That's one of... I hate to sidebar this, but that's one of Taz's favorite nicknames for you is Baby Boy Brent.
Baby Boy Brent.
So this is just funny to me. But yeah, so you go to the restaurant with a roller coaster. My problem here in now...
Oh, of course.
Do
you
think
problem?
Well, there are height requirements for amusement park rides. So there's gonna be a height requirement for this friggin' roller coaster.
Yeah, so
Baby will not be tall enough.
He's strapped to my baby Bjorn.
So you're gonna have him in the harness?
Yeah, why not?
I just feel like that's a little dangerous because the G-force is gonna mess
big,
up the baby.
Strong, sturdy Bjorn with neck support. Off-road baby Bjorn.
Oh man, it's an off-road. It's
for joggers
Bjorn.
Who have babies. And also joggers. For downhill mountain bikers who have babies.
It's really just for those people with babies that are on the go.
On the go, yeah. Like, really on the go, you know? Not
they're
like,
on the go, and they're not letting the world dictate how they get there.
Like, most...
Even their
exactly,
babies.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Most moms are on the
now
go.
Now, I hear you saying... This is going to turn into a now.
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much has been.
Yep. So, cool. You ride the roller coaster with the baby. You have a sick time.
Yeah, super
and you're,
fun.
Yeah, super great time.
You remember the first time you rode a roller coaster?
Yes.
How
it was terrifying.
Oh.
But I wasn't high on cocaine.
Yeah, I had a great time, and I also wasn't high on cocaine.
Yeah.
I've never ridden a roller coaster.
This baby's presumably first time on a roller coaster. He's high on cocaine.
Yeah, and he's also an eight-month-old baby.
Eight-month-old baby. He's going to have a great time. This kid's life is going to be legendary. Roller coaster ends.
Yeah.
What do you do when you get off the roller coaster?
We get off the roller coaster. You know what I'd really love to do while I'm in Vegas?
I'd love to know. Yes, please tell me.
I want to swing by the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop.
Oh, from Pawn Stars.
From Pawn Stars. Yeah, I want to go meet Rick Harrison and the pawn shop.
Yeah, because you never know.
You never know what's going to walk through those doors. In this case, it is a man and a baby on cocaine.
I feel like for the show, they definitely know. Like, some of that shit is staged.
Oh, they know.
But in this case, probably wouldn't expect it.
They didn't know.
They see you guys walking into the pawn shop. Both of you high.
So I think so that the baby has something to remember the trip by. I'm just gonna get him whatever he wants out of the pawn shop. Like, I'll get him whatever thing he wants.
Fair.
Yeah.
So what would a baby want out of a pawn shop? What does baby Trent want?
What is it? I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll just go in and look, and if he doesn't pick anything, I'll just buy him a gun.
Just gonna buy the 8 month old. Yeah, cocaine-induced baby.
Yeah, that's the deal. Whenever you go into a pawn shop, like, if you don't have anything to buy, you just buy a gun.
I don't know that that's necessarily what I would do, but, you know, it's your trip to Vegas.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm going to get Trent a gun.
Okay, so you...
he's going to have a gun.
Well, he's not going to use the gun, at least, I guess. That's a good thing. Like, you're not going to get... It doesn't have bullets in it, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends.
I don't think it does.
Well, like, I don't know, maybe Rick left some bullets in there. I don't know.
Why would Rick leave the bullets in the gun?
Sometimes it happens, I bet.
Oh, no.
And if so, like, here's the deal. I probably wouldn't, like, right now, I probably wouldn't buy bullets for the gun, like, because we're in Vegas, we'd have to, like, go to a shooting range to shoot it and everything.
Probably, yeah.
But, like, if there were some bullets in it when we got it, I'd probably let him shoot them in the parking lot, like a little desk pop or something, just up in the air.
I guess the highlight of it is you don't have to worry about a background check on a baby because he's not old enough to have done anything.
Yeah, they already know he's done nothing.
There's a loophole in the system. Buy a gun for the baby.
Here's the kicker. He's already bought and done cocaine that day. He has a criminal history.
But not a criminal record.
Exactly.
Boom. So you have a gun for the baby now, who I assume is coming down off the cocaine high. I assume you're both coming down off
the
high.
Yeah, we're probably coming down. So
it's probably getting late in the day.
It's been a pretty long day, so I think we'll head back to the hotel.
Okay, sounds responsible.
Yeah,
good.
We'll come down and maybe, you know, drink a little.
You're going to drink a little with the baby.
Yeah.
Nighttime, you're going back to the hotel. You decide, I'm going to have a nightcap with the baby.
Yeah, it's time for a nightcap with the baby.
You're going to make him a mixed drink.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like maybe a lemon drop shot or something.
I love the idea of a baby doing a shot.
Babies love lemons. They always make funny faces when they eat lemons.
I want a t-shirt.
And like,
I want a t-shirt that says that. Babies love lemons.
They always make funny faces whenever they eat lemons. And if they do a lemon drop shot.
Babies just make funny faces.
Listen, it's pretty responsible for a bit. Like if a baby's going to do a shot, a lemon drop shot is the shot they should do. Because it's low.
Why not a Vegas bomb?
No. Well, yeah, I'm going to do a Vegas bomb, but the that's a lot of alcohol for a baby.
That's fair, and he also doesn't need that
lemon
much sugar.
Drop, yeah.
He doesn't need that much sugar from a Red Bull.
Yeah, not that. Red Bulls have a lot of sugar, man.
Red Bulls have a lot of sugar. And we're
and
not
caffeine?
Yeah.
It's not good for babies.
And no one's going to drink sugar-free Red Bull. You out of your mind?
Right. No. Anyway. I'm going to get him a lemon drop shot because it's low in alcohol and babies love lemons.
There you go.
And
got
then
it.
I'll do a Vegas bomb.
Babies
because
love
I limits. Love Vegas bombs, and I'm in Vegas. You gotta do a Vegas bomb. I'm in Vegas.
That
you know what? I'll get the baby Vegas.
There bomb. Is going to be a picture related to that quote. I can't express how hooked I am on the quote. Babies love limits. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are going to bed in day one.
Yeah, we're done.
Begin day two. The sun rises.
They do. We go.
The whole song.
The whole song.
The whole song. Yeah, how do you start off day two?
Well, here's the deal, Pat. Day two, I'm out of money.
You're out of money. You spent all of it the first day. You went real hard the first day, so that's not a surprise. What is your plan now that you don't have any money?
So actually, like, I'm gonna have to be going back to, unfortunately, to Gold and Silver Pawn Shop.
Oh, cool. So you're gonna go back and pawn the gun
of Pawn Stars, the hit TV show.
So you're gonna go back and pawn the gun?
No, I'm gonna keep the gun. I mean,
what?
It's for the baby.
Oh, right. Okay, so that's
fair. I don't want to give away his gift. I got him a gift.
Yeah, cool. So what are you going back to the pawn shop for?
I'm gonna pawn the baby.
You're gonna
But I'm not selling him. I'm just pawning him.
For collateral.
Yeah, exactly.
So for more money.
Like, that's what pawn shops are actually for. So I'm going to get money.
Yes.
Pawn the baby. And then I'm going to go play blackjack.
How much money? And win more.
Listen, but here's the deal, Pat. Here's the deal. I told you I'm going next month. It's actually a birthday trip.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're going to... Day one is October 17th. Day two, October 18th. My birthday.
Lucky day.
So I'm going to go win a bunch of money in blackjack.
How much money do you anticipate getting for pawning the baby as collateral for more money?
Well, a human life is worth $10 million.
Where does that figure... Where'd you get that?
That?
Yes.
The fact that a human life is worth $10 million?
Yes.
You're wondering where I got that information.
I am a little curious.
I did find it in my microeconomics book.
That upsets me. That we have attached a number value to it.
Well, we had to.
I know that fees
for
that, like,
economical analyzing purposes had to be done.
I understand that it probably was necessary, but it still does not fill me with any less sadness, nor does it take any away.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
So
you pawned the baby for collateral.
Yeah.
You're now taking your $5 million, right? You said you were getting five?
I mean, I would guess, like, you know, they gotta, that's gotta be about right, because, like...
You're not gonna get 10.
No, I'm not gonna get 10, because Rick Harrison's like, oh, I go turn profit on the baby, I go make money on the baby. Whatever, man.
You're not gonna sell this baby,
you're not
because I'm coming
baby,
back.
You're not selling this baby, I'm coming back.
And but that's like, how pawn shop Harrison, owners are always
Rick
thinking.
Harrison says, yeah, I heard that one before. Hey, Big Hoss, come listen to this.
And then Big Hoss...
said he's coming back for the baby, and Big Hoss goes... Whatever, Dad. Hey, old man. Ghost of old man.
Because he's dead.
Because old man died. So he goes, hey, ghost of old man, get a load of this. And old man goes, I heard that 100 million times in my days as a pawn, bro.
And then Chumley just, like, comes up and he's just like...
Yeah, Chumley, very high on many drugs.
Very high, very out of shape. Yeah. He's dying.
He's got coke on his face.
Yeah,
maybe
his
goes
system.
For it, but, like... He's not strong anymore because he's not on the coke anymore.
Yeah, but he's still doing that, like, baby thing.
Yeah, but here's the other deal is that, like, the baby, like, he did cocaine before the day before.
Yeah.
Very small body. He's, you know, he's pretty zonked today.
He's coming off of it. So good rest day for the baby. So
yeah,
you go to the casino
day,
with the five.
There. Yeah.
With the
type
5 million.
I got type five, and I'm going to, like, I think I might, you know, maybe learn to... count cards before I head over to Vegas.
Fair idea. You know, nothing works out better than counting cards in Vegas. So you going to
I
want to
make
it.
Sure that I can win.
Fair. I think that's a fair way to do it. It's not illegal. It's just frowned upon.
Yeah. They won't break my knees.
If they don't catch you.
I have a gun now.
If you never stop running, they can't catch you. And you do have a gun.
Yeah.
You have had a gun this whole time.
So honestly, here's the deal. Like, I would love to double my money. I would love to turn that $5 million into $10 million.
You double... Okay, so let's just presume you've doubled your money.
Yeah, the price of a human life is what I now have.
You have now have the money for the price of a human life.
Yeah.
And the money to pay back the collateral.
Yeah, I can get the baby back.
Gotcha.
So then I won't have the money for... But, like, $5 million is a lot of money. So
you'll have the $5 million.
So here's the deal. I'm probably going to be playing blackjack for most of the day.
So that's going to take up, like, the day. This is a work day, pretty much, for you.
Pretty much, yeah. This is like we were off day, and now we're working.
Yeah.
So...
So now you go back, you get the baby. How do you close out the day with the baby on day two?
Yeah, we'll probably just go back and drink again.
Go back. Second nightcap. Have another drink with the baby.
Yeah, another.
Maybe not a lemon shot this time. Maybe get him a different shot.
What should I get him this time?
I don't know. The first shot I ever had.
Maybe you should try a beer?
Nah, because you're celebrating. You don't just drink like a beer.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
We'd do something a little better. A little cooler.
Yeah. The first ever shot that I took whenever I turned 21 was called liquid marijuana. Oh. And it smelled and tasted exactly like what I imagine weed would smell and taste like.
Yeah, you think so?
I hope so, because honestly, I feel like I would have been sold a false bill of goods.
I bet it's not.
Yeah, it tasted mostly like alcohol. It was just green.
Yeah.
The bartender.
I mean, it's like pretty fruity.
Yeah. Honestly, it is. It just had like an herbal note to it.
They're good though.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't order it, but the baby gets one.
Yeah, we get the baby legal marijuana. Maybe just like, maybe we just do straight whiskey tonight. We get a little bourbon.
How about that?
Get some expensive bourbon. I got 5 mil, bud.
You got 5 mil?
Yeah, we'll buy a nice bottle of bourbon and slam that bad boy.
There we go. End day two with a nice couple of bourbons.
Yeah.
Day three. How do you spend the last day on your 3-day trip to Vegas?
How do you spend it? You know those, like, how there are like racetracks where you can go drive like Lamborghinis and Ferraris?
I do actually know about those. Yes, you can rent like out one of the cars for the day.
Yeah, and then
and
drive
like
it
drive
it
around
racetrack.
A racetrack. Yeah.
I think we're gonna go there, and I am going to teach little Trent how to drive.
Okay. Baby's a little too small to reach pedals and also reach over the steering wheel.
All right, Mr. Genius Boy over there. We've got all the friggin' problems, solutions. He'll sit in the baby, Bjorn, and I'll do the pedals. He can steer. Does that work for you?
Kind of, but it's also a manual transmission car.
I know
most
how
of
to
time.
Drive that. I'll just do the shifting, too.
Okay, so he's just going to be worried about steering.
Yeah, like, Pat, you know how there's little people? Like,
I'm aware of people dwarfism. That suffer from dwarfism.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So they make kits for cars so that they can drive and have like a normal life.
Okay.
So maybe they'll have one of those at the track and then the baby can do that.
Gotcha. I'm just picturing in my mind right now, baby legs. Working the feet contraption because baby's legs are always just like crazy.
Yeah.
And just like flopping around everywhere.
Yeah, no, he's going to learn though. He's smart. He's strong. He's on coke again. We did the rest
of the coke. Oh, so you did the rest of the cocaine before
the
track.
Well, yeah, he has to be strong enough to, you know, work the car.
Gotcha. Some people might argue that perhaps being high on cocaine and operating heavy machinery is a bad idea. I'm not going to do that.
I don't feel that way.
Okay, cool. Glad
you did. I don't feel that way.
Good, 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 good.
No.
So you take the baby driving, teach him how to drive. This baby's learned so much.
He's learned a lot in this. It's been an educational trip. He probably learned a lot.
First off, he learned how to book a hotel.
Yeah, learn how to buy drugs.
Learn how to gamble.
Gambling, yeah.
Learn how to look cool with a gun.
Yeah. Look cool with a gun, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Learn how to make at least two different drinks.
Maybe learned how to shoot a gun.
Yeah, maybe.
If there were bullets left in it.
Probably.
Know.
Who knows?
Yeah, so.
Who's to say?
And to drive. He's learning to drive.
And he's learning to drive. This baby's learning so much. What a trip.
Yeah.
And it's your birthday.
My birthday, yeah.
Boom.
And his eight-month birthday.
I don't think they get an eight-month birthday. It doesn't matter. So
whatever. People celebrate every time a baby turns a month.
That's true. So now that you've taken the baby and taught him how to drive,
yeah.
What's next on the agenda?
Which went totally smoothly, by the way.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's been a busy trip. We haven't really had any time to just chill. Well, the baby has, but like he was recovering. So.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
They always chill.
They chill a lot. So I think we're just gonna head back to the hotel. Hit the pool. I'll teach baby how to swim.
And he's going to learn how to swim.
Yeah, he's going to learn how to swim.
What a fortunate baby this is.
I'm a good teacher.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, he's going to learn a lot.
What a great last day.
We're going to have a great time. I'm going to be up $5 million.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So, because of my lucky day. My birthday.
100%. Birthday's lucky day.
Lucky day. So, yeah. And actually, yeah, Pat, I got a good idea. I got an idea to do a prank.
Oh, man.
I'm going to prank him.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to prank the baby?
No, man. The baby's going to help me do the prank.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so here's
I'm pumped.
Here's what we're going to do, bud.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with it.
I'm going to poop in the pool.
Oh.
And then I'm going to blame the baby.
Oh, big poops.
Yeah, and then nobody will be mad because they'll be like, that baby did that?
That poop's bigger than the baby.
That poop's bigger than the baby. And I'm like, he's a big boy.
Yeah, and the baby looks at him and goes, I'm a big boy.
I'm a big boy. And he's just swimming. Like, he's literally swimming laps. He's a genius.
He's swimming laps because he's a genius. Yeah. And the hotel staff thinks he took a giant shit in the pool.
Obviously, if you got that much energy as a baby, you got to eat a lot of food. You got to poop a lot of poop.
Yeah. And Vegas offers such great food.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so then we'll just, I don't know, we'll probably fly back and, you know, I'll take him back to his mom. And
the only bummer is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. He's going to forget all of that shit because of the mystical rules that apply to
Las Vegas. That's not it. Like, you just can't talk about it. But also, like, he is going to forget, but that's because he's a baby. And he,
oh, yeah.
Remember, kids are dumb. Babies are dumb.
Right. I did this whole bit.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Yeah. So
I forgot.
Yeah. Honestly. Anyway, that's my Vegas trip with little Trent, the baby.
And that's coming up in a month, so get ready to hear about that soon.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, Pat, it is time to do some memes.
We got a few good ones. This first one is one you sent me. It's a picture. It looks like someone made this item. It's a box of crayons. It looks like a fictional box of crayons.
Some crayons?
Some crayons, yeah. It's the title of the it's got offensive crayons written on the box.
Oh boy.
And the caption said, and the slogan on the box says, "We'll bring out the worst in you." And it's got an orange one, a purple one, a pink, kind of brown, green, and blue. And the orange one says presidential. Mm-hmm. It's presidential orange.
Yeah, because the president has orange skin.
The purple one is LGBTQ LMNOP.
Yeah, that one's a little mean.
That's a little mean, but I thought it was clever. Yeah.
Yeah.
The pink one is self-identified blue.
Nice. Good one.
Yep. Then following that's the brown one. Your parents' divorce was your fault, peach.
That was my favorite one because it has nothing to do with the color at all.
At all. Insufferable vegan green. Yeah. And then boner pill blue.
Nice, because boner pills are blue.
That's so darn funny. Yeah. This next one is a tattoo you sent me, I think. And it's a gravestone that just written on it, it says, "No good at life, but very funny sometimes," with a commentary.
Yeah, I like that. And I just like that quote.
It's great because you sent it to me and said, "Same." And I was like, yeah. This next one is a tweet. It's from the Twitter account from Chuck E. Cheese's India. And it just says someone cummed in the rat suit.
It's so dumb.
That is extremely dumb. What's equally as dumb is the next one, which is one I sent you. So Bass Pro Shops is a store.
Yeah.
It's a chain of stores for hunting and fishing goods. And this is an edit of that. And it just, it says, it's the same logo, but it's altered a bit. And it just says, "That's my ass, bro. Stop." Again, these will all be on the Ember. These are all very funny. They're cracking us up.
Those two back to back just really did it for us.
They are hilarious. This next one's kind of a story. It's a picture with a big comet next to it. It's a picture of two cubes, and it's titled Filth Cube. "Hello, I wanted to share this project of mine with you guys. These are my filth cubes. For about 2 months now, every time I shower, I carefully scrape off all the dead skin, sweat, and other grime on me, and then compact it all into a cube. I didn't want to share this until I had a more substantial amount, but unfortunately, filth cube number one has become brittle, and a lot of it crumbled. And when I tried to add to it..."
You hate to see that, you know?
"It crumbled away when I tried to add to it. The small dark cube is all that is left. Because of that, I have assembled a new filth cube. The light gray one. When freshly harvested, the filth is light gray, soft, and malleable. As it dries, it darkens and hardens. I will keep reporting my progress and be more careful next time to avoid crumbling them. This legit made me fucking gag. Like, that is disgusting.
It's really gross.
That is so gross.
Is that 4chan?
That is on 4chan.
Yeah.
Which is exactly where it belongs.
It's where it belongs.
Because 4chan's a garbage fire.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah. The next one's one you sent me. It looks like a screenshot from a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And the first comment on it said, and it's a picture of a little guy.
A little guy.
I don't actually know that breed of animal.
The funny part is that, like, we don't get any more context that we need to explain what kind of animal this is.
It's a cute little animal, and I'm pretty sure it starts with a T, but I don't remember for sure.
Based on the comment that asks what breed he is.
Yeah.
And, like, the joke The answer does not happen, so we don't know what kind of animal this is.
The comment says, what breed is he? And the reply to it says, just a little boy.
Just a little boy.
Just a little boy.
I love that.
I love that bit too. The very next one is two image. And the first image looks like a Snapchat that says, I hope your day is. And it's a picture of a Coke can with the word legend on it. And then a container of milk. And the next image is that meme of a guy running away from another dude that looks like he's floating in a hallway. Yeah. And the guy running is labeled legendary.
Yeah.
And the man jumping in the hallway is Coke milk.
I hope your day is Coke milk.
I hope your day is Coke milk. It's a lot funnier when you see it. Still really, really funny.
Yeah.
Very next one. This one's hilarious. It's, I think this is seven panels? Yeah. By Heck If I Know Comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Dracula or something. Or a guy dressed as Dracula and he's being all dramatic. And he goes up to a guy and says, I want to suck your dick. And the dude he's saying it to just says, Chris, you don't have to ask like that every single time. And then it cuts back to Dracula and he just goes, bleh. And then the next panel is him descending. I assume to commit the deed. That one cracked me up a lot more than it should have.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty funny. Heck If I Know Comics, I've seen quite a few of theirs, and that one's still like, they still crack me up on a daily basis. The next one kind of looks like a greeting card or a card of some kind. It's a bird talking to a smaller bird. It's a bird talking to a baby bird.
Yeah.
And it's by a guy named Brand Dave. Don't know if that's like a tag or something. I don't know. But it's the mama cardinal talking to the baby cardinal, and he's saying, how you behave in public reflects on me as a parent. And while they're saying that, they're shitting. And the baby cardinal says, you pooped while you said that. Because it's great, because they did, in fact, poop while they said it.
All right, Pat. I want to do two more.
Gotcha.
Because we're running out of time.
Got it.
So I'm going to skip a couple. I want to read this one. It's a Craigslist ad.
That's the very next one for me, I think.
And it says one pig, $1 or best offer. And then the whole description is, come and get it.
And the picture is just a really hog.
Bad. There's a pig in the picture, but it's just a really bad picture.
It's not centered at all. He's just like up in the corner.
Come and get it. And then the other one that I want to read is, there's three different pictures. Two of them are YouTube videos, and one of them is a comment on Reddit. And the first is a YouTube video. There's a little kid in it, and it says, eating a straw so turtles don't have to, is the title of the video. So this kid is doing a noble act. He's eating the straw so that he makes sure a turtle won't get it.
Yep.
The next one is another video, this time titled, eating a straw to prove that turtles are bitches. And then the comment is, eating a turtle so straws don't have to kill them. Anyway.
Cutting out the middleman on that one.
Yeah. I love it.
I love that. You just sent that one to me today, and it was so funny.
Yeah. So that's all we got. It's time to wrap it up, bud.
It's time to wrap up this session.
Yeah.
What did we learn today? Pat may or may not like kids. Who knows?
So we didn't really learn anything about that.
Brent is a great teacher.
Yeah, I'm a great teacher. We learned that your friend has no idea what she wants in a car.
No.
And what did... hold on. We're about to learn something else, Pat.
Oh, yeah?
But first, I need to thank Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song, Living Room, off of their album, Something Old, Something New.
A great album.
Yeah, go listen to it. It's super good. I love it. And what is... here's the next thing we're about to learn about, Pat. What's our fact about Mike White this week?
Mike White can eat the Eiffel Tower.
He can eat the whole thing?
The whole thing.
So...
like the one in Vegas, not the one in Paris.
Yeah,
the one in Paris
that's too big. I thought.
The one in Vegas. No one can eat the one in Paris. That's way too big to eat.
Yeah, the French.
He can just eat the one in like Vegas, the model one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mike White
says,
you know, he was toying with the idea of coming with me and Lil Trent to Vegas next month, so maybe he'll do it. Maybe he'll actually eat the Eiffel Tower this time, the little one.
The little one, not the big one, obviously. Yeah. That'd be ridiculous.
Insane.
Yes. But Mike White could eat it.
Yeah, especially if he did some coke with us.
Yeah. Mike White loves cocaine.
He definitely does not.
He definitely does. Mike White has never been associated with drugs.
No,
ever.
He does no drugs, yeah. Except when he does. But he doesn't.
He doesn't do drugs.
Yeah, I don't even want to say he does drugs because he's super
get
doesn't.
So upset.
Anyway, yeah, that's all we got. Thanks for listening, you guys. This is again Idiot Sandwich. I'm Brent.
And I'm Pat.
And that's Pat. It was a little confusing at the beginning of this one.
But we sorted it out.
But we got it straight. We finally figured out that my name is Brent, and that guy, other guy, his name is?
Trent.
Yeah, Trent.
Yes, Brent and Trent.
Oh, this.
My God, this show would be so much better if our names rhymed.
Yeah, I know. Let's start calling you Pint.
I don't want to do that.
What about
I'm very happy with both of my names.
What about Print?
I super don't like that.
That's
one.
That's even worse.
Why don't we call you Breathing? Because you're always breathing.
Because I call you Pat. So if my name was Breathing, it still wouldn't rhyme with Pat.
I'm Pat. And I'm breathing.
Yeah, so anyway, we're right at that good old one-hour mark.
I mean, oh, man, I was like, oh,
weird.
God.
It's weird in logic. It shows 1 hour at the beginning and then two where we stop. I don't know.
But we know what it means.
I know what it means. So it's 2 hours, but it's actually only 1 hour. So that's all we got.
Order another idiot sandwich.
And I'll read my thoughts out loud.
Read my thoughts out loud.